Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Let's go to a little hockey here, and who better to go to it with than two-time Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jay is brought to us by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, I didn't mean to speak for you before I introduced you here, but I bet you Jay is unhappy with something that happened last night. And I'm going to tell you what. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. Good, Joe. Good to talk to you and Bob. Hope you guys are well.
Thanks, we're doing Dan. Great, Jay.
We're doing wonderful.
Not as great as a hockey team should be doing, but, you know.
Yes, that's how it is. At least good.
I know.
Not a good homestand. Right, but.
No, that was not.
You and I have talked about this several times, and you've become very passionate talking about it at times. So I'll read from Josh Yowie's piece today. He has the clip embedded in his piece. Sid leaves the game in the second period after absorbing a nasty cross-check in the upper back from Adam Larson. There's the clip. Josh says, right. Josh says, I've seen dirtier plays, but it's still a pretty cheap cross-check against a living legend who happens to be the captain. I'm sorry, Josh says, if I sound like a caveman, but I don't understand how no one on the Penguins roster confronted Larson. He says, I was troubled by this, and I assure you some people in the organization also were. How did you feel, Jay, in watching that type of thing happen yet again?
Yeah, I mean, it gets old talking about it because, hey, look, Adam Larson's not a fighter, even. It's not even a guy that somebody couldn't go up to and address. Four guys should have jumped on him, to be honest. Four guys should have went out. I don't care. But you know what you'll hear? You're going to hear, well, they're getting a power play. And I would rather have, in all honesty, I've said this a lot of times, if I was going into my locker room in between periods and Sidney Crosby, I guarantee you, would be happy if I did something. That's the look I'd rather have than why didn't anybody do anything for me or help me out? Not that he doesn't need anybody. He's as tough as it gets anyway, but the nature of the game and what he is and what he means to the game. And you could tell when he went off the ice, the frustration he had with it. I mean, whether he felt how he was dinged up. But I don't understand. I will never understand that. I know the game. The game is different. Yes, it's still not that different. If you watch across the league, and even teams that don't have fighters on their team, when somebody gets hit in a bad way, and I don't mean a good hit that, you know, good hit, and I'm right. Talking about a cheap shot, a cross check coming from behind him from a long way. I don't understand it. And we say it a lot on our show right here. I don't get that. And I don't get whether I don't care if you're a score on the line or if you're, you know, one of his winger, anybody should have jumped in and did the same thing to him. I don't care if you get him. I don't care if you got matching minors. The story we're going to hear, Joe, and you know this, and Bob, you know this, it's going to be, well, we're getting power play and we need points. That's what was going to come out. But if, as a team, you'd rather have somebody go after somebody that did that. That's what I think.
No, I think that's obvious, and I felt the same thing watching it. I couldn't believe it, and the way he went off made me think the same thing. He seemed to have a PO'd look, you know, and he just jumped straight into the locker room as if to say, all right, fine. Yeah. I'll just leave the ice here. You guys do what you have to do without. And that's how I felt. I knew he wasn't going to do that. But let me ask you about the third period last night, Jay, because, you know, you had a chance to at least take a couple of points against a team that hasn't played all that well. And after back-to-back home losses, I would have thought their third period might have resembled their first period when they outshot them 16-2. It didn't happen that way at all, which leads me to another question about goaltending, because I thought some of those shots last night should have been handled.
Yeah, there's that part. But I'll also talk about the breakdown. Oleksiak is between the circles inside the hash marks on the first, on the one that was the tying goal.
And he's not Ovechkin. He's Oleksiak.
He comes off the bench. You can see the change. He comes off the bench, and they find him coming late. And a lot of times that poses a problem. When somebody comes late, they don't pick him up, or you lose track. Well, they lost track of him. And then he's 6'6". He comes through the middle, cruising through the middle, and he takes his shot, you know, as much as Jari. But that's a shot inside the hash marks, like between the circles, inside the hash marks. You just can't give – that part can't be given up. Marcus Pettersson did whatever he could to try and keep the shot. We talked about last night, keep it short side, and then Jari doesn't make the save. So the breakdown's there. And then the breakdown on the next one, the winning goal, they lose the battle on the wall. Then when you leave your feet in the NHL, you are giving yourself up, right? You are – and it was – I think it was a desperation try by, I believe it was P.O. Joseph in trying it. But when you leave your feet, you're done. The players are too good. They're just way too good, and an easy, you know, finish right there. But, you know, guys, I Mike Sullivan was pretty unhappy about it. I think as a coach, it'd be frustrating, and whatever goes on, how many more times do they preach? He preaches it, and, you know, and we hear him talk about it. It got to be very disappointing for them to give up to a team that had no business being in the game. Decor played very well. I mean, the first 40 minutes, he's the difference why they're there, but they're there. He kept them in the – we always say you hope your goalie steals a game. Well, he did for them last night and bought them time. And I know Ronnie Francis talking to him last night, you know, after the game. He knows, you know, how did we get away with this one tonight? I mean, his team didn't look good. But in the third period, they started to look like they were – like it was downhill for them. They were moving, and they took advantage of their opportunity. So, yeah, Bob, it's a tough one. And the goaltending thing has just been going on all year. And your save percentages are bad numbers. And the team's – been playing better in front of them. They're just not getting what they need. And certainly everybody knows it. They all know it. It's a tough spot to be in. And you're giving points away. I mean, you put yourself in a really bad spot right now. But the one saving grace is all the other teams that are – I think I said it last week. Is it bad hockey? Is it mediocre hockey? They're playing great hockey at times. Is it what they all want, you know, teams to be equal? Well, it's a mix of that, and it's a mix of bad hockey, and certain parts are getting away from all these. There's seven teams bunched up.
Yeah, now they go on the road for seven, Joe.
Yeah, exactly, starting in Buffalo, so at least they get a good break to start their trip.
Or so you would think.
Limits, you want to pipe in here?
Josh, I would love to.
Josh, this is an exciting development. We've invited Limits into the fray.
Jay, it feels like a never-ending cycle with Tristan Jarry. At one point, do the Penguins have no other option but to bring Blomqvist back up and just let him try to ride it out as a potential option?
Yeah, I think I think it's a really good, fair question too. I mean, because Blomqvist was playing better before he went down, and when he was playing, the team wasn't playing good in front of him. So I don't think they wanted him to be shell shocked and then lose him, right? Lose his game. The team has been better over the last month and a half, and then certainly that would be an option. But I think if you have to make sure there's value to Tristan Jarry, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? You hope that they're thinking all different options. What are the options? He finds his game, number one. Number two, we got to move him because it's going sideways. And how does that work inside the cap? You got to make sure the guy's playing so he's valuable, so you can get something back if you do go that route. But, you know, they're giving him every chance to find his game. And I think this road trip, this is my opinion, whatever happens on this trip is going to be the telling story, guys. I mean, really. I mean, seven games on the road, but they're all games they've been in these games. They've ended up giving away. There's a look ahead of you, and what are you going to do? And I think this trip will tell. By the end of it, we'll know. I think we'll have a greater plan of what's happening. It's just, it's tough, but it is a round and round thing. And when one guy looks like they're going to go with them, he lays an egg, you know, for the team and for himself. They're giving each guy a chance to take the ball and run with it, and they haven't been able to do it.
Lastly, Jay, and we're talking to Jay Caulfield, as I look at the league standings, if the season ended today, if the season ended today based on points percentage, the President's Trophy would go to the Washington Capitals, who don't have a superstar. I mean, their leading scorer has 46 points. How have they done it, and what is there for the Penguins to learn about how they've done it?
Well, it is a great story. First of all, they have two goaltenders that are playing well. They still have Carlson. I think they're rallying around the Ovechkin thing. But they're playing great hockey. The deals that they've made in the offseason, I think they caught a break with Backstrom and Oshie going on long-term IR. Like they freed up cap space to bring in different pieces, but they're fast, they're coached well, and they're getting results. And then they're feeling the game. I think it's a mix of all that. They were able to fine-tune their roster or change it up on the fly, which if you 6 months ago you'd have put the Capitals and Penguins almost in the same space.
Yes,
because of where they're at, and the Capitals have been able to do it. And I think when you're getting at least, I think they brought in Logan Thompson and the two goaltenders combined have been playing very well. So when you get that part of it, that's good. When you lose, if you didn't have that, and the Penguins haven't had it, you find yourself in position. But listen, Ovechkin's, he's putting the puck in the net. They're rallying around this whole situation of what you know, how their team is playing, and can they keep it going? That's going to be the question. Can they keep playing that way? A lot of people feel they can. You never know if something goes sideways, what happens. But I just think they're well coached. They're put together well. They have speed. They have skill. And look at that Dubois. Dubois hasn't performed, and he's moved all over the place, and now he's having a good season in Washington. So it's a mix of that.
One final one for you, Jay, only because I think at some point there's going to come a time where Kyle Dubas will say, okay, I got to do something, whether it's adding on, whether it's subtracting to come up with pieces for the future. Do you think he's getting close to that point now that we're in the second half of the season? And, yeah, they're still in it and everything, but at the same time, he may see a need for something, or he may see the need to not do anything, or actually try to just collect picks or other players or whatever.
Yeah, I think he's been stockpiling picks, right, Bob? And I think the second part is you're seeing youth on your blue line. And we know, everybody knows, Marcus Pedersen's been great here. But that's a piece, a chip, that's going to be valuable. There's young defensemen in the minors they feel can come up and play. So I think they're starting to see that. And I think up front, the danger part is, or not danger, but you know, Sidney Crosby, they're top. I say this, Russ, Raquel, and Sidney Crosby are, in my opinion, the best line in hockey. Because we don't see lines staying together as long. This line has stayed together, and they've probably been outperforming across the NHL line of a trio. They've been the best. You've got to somehow keep this where that's going to be a conversation. If they're going to go that route, Bob, that I'm sure they're going to have a conversation with, you know, with Sidney Crosby. Because it's just like you guys in the radio station. Hey, if there's any changes, it's got to be talked between Joe and Bob, right? You guys, you're the guys that are the stars.
In that order, Joe and Bob.
Right? Hey, Bob. Bob, you get the headline though. Your name's first on the show. So,
only because I'm right. Older.
He's first
it's
on
older,
the marquee.
You know.
We know that.
Yeah. So, you know, but that's the way it goes. I mean, I can't imagine Sidney Crosby signed here. He's not here to be on a rebuild, but everybody, the way the game looks and where you're at in the standings and Washington and these other teams running away, that makes it very difficult. And I think Kyle Dubas, I'll bet you, last night, there's been a lot of points where you think he's had enough. I will guarantee you last night was one more thought, one more nail, if you will, that's going to make them think what you just mentioned, Bob. Because if you're not getting that, you're not getting what you need, and you're looking at your goaltenders, you're looking at maybe depth across it, some of the players they brought in, are they getting what they want from them? I don't know. And I think again, a loss like that to a team that didn't look good at all, and then you give that, it's a shame, you give that 2 points away. And I did say, for 40 minutes, they dominated them. The goaltender stole the game.
Yep.
And then it's a shame to give away, have those 2 points go against you. So that's just the way it is. And I do think he's getting to that point, guys. I really do.
Thank you, Jay, and I'll update on my latest golf trip. I'm looking at Fort Myers in 2 weekends. I'm looking at Tiburon on Sunday and Salt Leaf on Saturday, and Bob is treating me to both rounds, even though he won't be there.
Fort Myers, you say?
Oh, yeah. I may see Ron Cook when I'm down there.
Yeah, Ron should come and caddy for you. He should do that, or bring the beer.
Did you not run into John Aber somewhere? Did I hear that?
I did run into John Aber. Yes, and he invited me to play Allegheny.
There you go.
How about that?
Jay, let me ask you. I told Joe that's one of the best old school courses you'll find. Before they were moving dirt all around and creating stadium kind of golf courses, that place is just spectacular.
Oh, and it's a great membership. It is spectacular, Bob. And John is phenomenal. Like,
yes.
What a great head pro, a great player. And, I mean, his whole college career. But he's a great one, Joe. You're really making your mark, and you're attaching yourself to the right people. You got Bob number one, and now John Aber.
I know.
Perfect. John is wonderful, though. It's great.
The problem is that I've completely forgotten how to drive the ball. I went to the range the other day, indoor, over at RMU, and I forget. It leaves me. The ability to drive the ball cleanly leaves me, so I wound up using a seven wood off the tee. I just forget, Jay. Yeah, do you ever do that?
Issues.
You just forget how to do it?
Well, Joe, man, there's something we forget every round. One part of your game is not – one right, Bob? One part of your game never – like, really? Am I doing this well, but I'm not doing this well? I think that's the game of golf, right?
And it never changes. It doesn't change. I don't care how long you've played it. There's always something. I saw Tiger hit one in the water last night, albeit it was a, you know, simulated water. But so what? He hit it in the water, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Joe. It's amazing. That's why when I've mentioned to golfers to you that I play with and guys are great friends, but they seem to not have that. But I think they feel their game, right? Bob, I think they still feel there's parts of their game all right, but I don't see it like how I feel about mine either, Joe. So, yeah. I mean, I think welcome to the club.
Thank you. Yeah, that actually does make me feel better. Thank you, Jay.
Jay, always a pleasure.
All right, guys, you take care. Bye-bye.
What a nice man he is, Bob. And the miracle is he keeps getting nicer, right?
Yeah. I say he's the Vijay Singh of local golf around here. He's always practicing, always. And that's the lesson you should take from it, because you're never gonna figure this out.
Yeah, but Steve Blass put it this way and was very good. He was talking about golf. I don't remember in what venue when he said, you can go to the range all you want. If you're practicing the wrong things, it's not going to help you. I have to practice the right things. Bob, I go over to the golf dome all the time, but am I practicing the right things all winter? I don't know. I don't know if I am. I lose it mentally. I can't. It's like Pedro trying to throw to first when he was a third baseman. Seriously. I just lose it mentally.
You say you're practicing the wrong thing. You are, just because you're going there with a driver in your hand. That's not what you need to practice.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, what do you mean?
Call Jay back right now and ask him what's the most important part of the game. He'll tell you what it is. It's the short game from 100 yards in.
I know. But
that's what you should hit.
You first have to get there.
Yeah, but you can get there a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
It's the great eraser, Joe.
Why don't you help me? Can you come out?
Because I'm trying to help myself. I'm like Sam Darnold on the golf course sometimes. I'm seeing ghosts. I some things coming at me. What am I doing? I'm yanking, shanking.
I know.
I mean, I got to. Here, the other thing is you go now. You haven't swung really competitively in a long time. You go to range. Just bring irons, short irons. Don't bring your driver. Just get a rhythm. You know, you got to have a rhythm.
I suck. I do. I'm going to quit. But I am going to play this. I'm going to play Tiburon, and I'm going to play Salt Leaf, and I'm going to go to Fort Myers. My life. My wife seemed less than enthused at my idea of going.
You're not
to Florida.
Taking her so she could pamper herself
her
at the Tiburon
go.
Spa?
She said,
they have a beautiful spa.
It's enough just to play golf.
Yeah, but if you're indulging yourself in a 400 round of golf, I think it's only fitting that you should ask your wife, Susie, you come with me, and there's a $500 beautiful hot stone massage waiting for you.
Who's paying for that?
You are.
I did invite her.
It's she almost said, Valentine's Day. This is a pre-Valentine's gift.
You're right about that. And then she said, just make sure we have enough money for tax season or something like that. It was a passive-aggressive shot back across the bow, Bob. And now I feel bad. Usually I'm excited going through to plan the trip. Now it's laced with guilt. And you know, as well as I do, and my friend Myron Brown, I don't know if he coined this term, great basketball player at Slippery Rock, played in the NBA. You know Flying Myron Brown. Have you seen him on a golf course? He's very good.
Is he good? I didn't know that.
It's called Guilty Golf. Can't do it. Ruins the day, ruins the round, ruins the trip. Guilty Golf. I can't play Guilty Golf. I need to be freed of all that stuff and just go out there and have
fun. Have you had this conversation with Susie?
I think I need to.
Yeah, just say, look, do you want a purse? I got a great purse for you, Susie. Look at this. It's a Chanel. It's waiting for you. That'll release all of your guilt and her guilt.
I'm trying to plan the trip like right now.
Take her.
Usually I'm excited. Lisa encourages
me to go. I haven't gone ever to
like, I want to be encouraged to go.
Yeah, well, and I told her she should come with me too.
Usually she loves it when I'm not there, when I'm not home.
It's part of domestic tranquility. You need space. That's what you should tell her.
Can I put you on the phone with her?
Yes, and I'll tell her, you know what? Joe is only thinking about you, Suze. That's it. He knows you need your time. So he is volunteering to move out of state for at least 3 days so that you could have the time you need to just enjoy the downtimes, the free moments, to think, meditate. And he is not going to bother you in any way because he knows he can be a bother.
I'm ready to run through a wall for Bob.
So am I. That's downright poetic. Do you think I should put him on the line with
us? Yes, no doubt about it.
All right. I will do that. Coming up next, let's take a look at the NFL playoff matchups. Let's get away from the Steelers for a little bit. And let's talk about which coach, which quarterback are under the biggest spotlight here. Who has the most to gain and the most to lose? And what's the best matchup and the worst matchup of this division? I think it's one of the best weekends in all of sports for the whole year, the divisional playoffs.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
This golf talk has gotten Joe a lot of invitations over the years, and there's another one from one of my friends, Alex. He says, Joe, he's listening to the show. He's driving to the airport. And if you want to go to Naples, he'll host you. He's a very good golfer.
This is incredible,
yeah,
Bob.
And how about that? So I could set you up. And I'm just disappointed Alex did not include me in this. It was just you, only you.
A week from Sunday,
yes.
Tell him. Or a week from Saturday. Either one, I'm game. Can you give me his number?
I certainly will.
Or, yeah, give him my number.
I have no need for it anymore. He doesn't invite me anywhere, so I'm going to take your strategy.
Gonna be great.
I'm going to start begging.
Wow. All right. I'm set for a nice weekend. But so are we this weekend, Bob, and Limits, with a schedule of NFL games. And I don't know. There's probably one event that I like better than this weekend in all of sports during our sports calendar here in America. And that's the beginning of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, right? Obviously. Second to that, some people may prefer the wild card round. I thought the wild card round by and large was as boring as the first round of the college football playoff. This is the round, Bob. We have four games. They're all good. How do you guys feel about that? What's the greatest time in American sports? The beginning of March Madness? This? The Masters? What is it for
you, Bob? The Masters is always, but there's stuff going on during the Masters as well. Normally, there's some playoff action, whether it be hockey or something else. So I think this is great. And if you ask anyone who works in Vegas at one of these casinos, and you will find that this weekend, just because there are two games each day, it's full of, and they're good competitive games. People will fly from all over to go to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah.
And their number of places fill up quickly because of it. So they would probably tell you this is it.
The two that stand out most to me are March Madness with the heart of NBA and NHL really heating up in October. October is number one for me because you have the World Series, the NFL is getting going, and the very start of the NHL and the NBA schedule and college football.
Well, the matchups are these: Houston at Kansas City, Washington at Detroit on Saturday. Then the Rams at the Eagles, man, on Sunday at 3 p.m., followed by the Ravens and Bills at 6:30 p.m. I think it's one of the great quarterback matchups ever in terms of how good they are, number one, but how spectacular both guys are, number two. It's an all-time quarterback matchup. So let me ask you this. I'll ask both of you fine gentlemen this after I tell people that it's 11:49. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Which coach among everybody coaching this weekend, Bob, is under the brightest spotlight, maybe the most pressure to win this weekend? Which guy?
The most pressure of any quarterback or in that?
Coach.
Coach. Coach.
Bob was distracted for a moment.
This is another thing. I hope it's your distracted.
Friend. Yes, yeah, because you're helping
me. No, it's
me.
Another person.
What?
This is from Kevin Shields. You know,
yes,
Kevin, right?
I know Kevin.
Tell him I will give him 3 swing driver challenges and fix him for his trip. He's endured so much as a Bills fan. I can't stand the thought any more torture.
Any more torture.
So he wants to help you from your life of torture. So look at this.
Incredible.
I'm going to start using this tactic.
Tell him I'll meet him at RMU.
You heard that, Kevin. Okay, now what was the question?
And that's the guy I met in the hallway when I just saw you. And I said,
Kevin,
I always see that guy.
He is one of the best golfers locally that you're going to find. He is. We have a lot of good young golfers out there. His son, by the way, was drafted by the Kansas City Royals right after the Pirates passed on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What position?
Pitcher, left-hand pitcher. Really good one.
Man, we all want our kids to be left-handed pitchers, don't we?
Yep. And so... Yeah, he's a really good teacher too. So you should take advantage of this.
I will.
Now you're going to end up being a much better golfer with more access than I ever had. I can't believe this is happening.
That's the goal. Which coach, Bob, is under the brightest spotlight this weekend?
Of all the games?
Yeah, of all 4 games. I'm going to tell you who I think it is.
Just hold on. Let me just think about this.
Okay.
All right, so Kansas City, no. Houston, I don't expect much from them. I'm going to say Sean McDermott.
So am I. But you know who's pretty much equal to him is Harbaugh. Is it McDermott or Harbaugh? Like, which guy? They're both in such similar positions.
Well, because McDermott hasn't won yet, I think it's more on him.
You're right. But Harbaugh hasn't won with Lamar.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I think it's McDermott. I think if Sirianni loses, then people are going to want his job, as crazy as that is. People in Philly are going to be calling for his job if he loses at home to the Rams. So I think him too.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be good for Dan Campbell to lose at home with all this hype to Washington. But I think that Sean McDermott is the guy here under the most pressure at home to at least get back to the AFC title game. And man, one of these years, somebody other than Mahomes has got to win a Super Bowl out of the AFC, right?
You would think, although they're sitting pretty once again. All this rest. I wonder about all the rest with Mahomes, though. This has been a long time since he's thrown a football in a game.
Yeah.
Although with him, I don't
probably. Do you think Houston is capable of going in there and winning?
I would say no, but it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, just because Stroud has the ability.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing it on the road, no. I still have visions of that 31-2 thumping they took at the hands of the Ravens in my head, fresh.
I know, but I also, the game before that, it was the game before that, they played the Chiefs evenly. They lost by a score, 27-19.
That's how the Chiefs play every game.
Right. Well, what if they play this game?
Tell the Steelers.
Yeah.
What if they play this game that way? That game was 24-19 late in the fourth quarter. And here's the thing about Houston. is that they have some talent and speed on defense, Bob, particularly in their secondary. God bless
you. God bless you, Bob.
My God.
Thank you. That was loud.
I really like them at this point. I think they may have found something in that game last week. And here's the other thing about them. They were a weird team this year. They had some bad losses, but they beat Buffalo. Houston beat Buffalo 23-20. They went down to the wire with Detroit 26-23, and you just saw them win their playoff game and hammer the Chargers. So here's the thing that I would say about them. They're capable. This is not just a wild puncher's chance, you know, maybe they'll connect on one. They just went to Kansas City and played with them toe to toe. I think Kansas City's going to win, but I expect a good game. Limits?
Sirianni, to me, the path is there for Philadelphia to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I think Detroit's going to go, but they are battered on defense. And with the offense that Philadelphia has, the best offensive line, defensive line combo in the NFL, Saquon Barkley could argue he's the MVP. If Nick Sirianni screws it up, they will be calling for his job, and Philadelphia might actually move off of him. Should they? No, but I don't think McDermott or John Harbaugh is in a position where they're fired with a loss. Sirianni, it's possible.
It's possible. As crazy as that is, really, given his record and the fact that he does win playoff games. Did the line change on Bills Ravens?
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are now underdogs.
Yeah, I just noticed that. At minus one.
First time ever at home that they've been an underdog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best game. Do we all agree on that this weekend?
Oh, there's no question. We're glad we have it on CBS, KDKA.
They're the only home dog. Everyone else is favored by a touchdown, almost. Philadelphia, 6. Detroit, 9.5. Kansas City, 8.5.
I think the Rams, what they showed the other night, they're a dangerous team. And Matt Stafford, someone put a question mark out there, or question about... who made the better of that trade? When you look at what Detroit got, which was a king's ransom, however, the Rams got Stafford, and they won a Super Bowl already.
Super Bowl.
If they win another, then that question should never be asked again. It's the Rams. And I say that only if Detroit doesn't go on a run here. But, you know, Gibbs they got, Williams they got. They got Sam Laporta plus Jared Goff plus three others, all guys who they drafted very well. The key to that was they got the picks, but they made the picks turn into star players.
Maybe the Steelers can find some sort of situation that we're not expecting that could net them a quarterback. I don't know what it would be off the top of my head. But here's the other thing about the Rams, Bob, is even last year, they went into Detroit for that playoff game, and they were very competitive, and it was a great game. Like, I'm sure we would be complaining if a Steelers season ended like that. Yeah, they finished 10-7, the Rams did. But at least you know they went in and were not just highly competitive. They played a really good game, and it went down to the wire against an excellent team. To me, that's a lot different than going in and getting your doors blown off every single time. You know what I mean? In a way, you can live with that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think all these games are going to be somewhat compelling, though. I don't know that they're going to be a blowout in any one of them. I think if you look at Detroit, I still got to believe that at some point they're going to have some problems defensively if Stroud gets some times to make plays down the field, just because they've been so banged up and they're using a lot of people who haven't played and aren't starters, but they're playing well.
You like now, Washington to cover at 9.5?
I take the points. Anytime you get that many points, I'm taking it. And I think they're capable of making it close.
So do I. What's the most expensive game? Limits, are you cheating by looking at that?
No, I'm not.
On the secondary ticket market, what's the most expensive of
these
four games?
It has to be Buffalo.
It has to be. But it might be Philadelphia.
It's not, and it's not even close what the most expensive one is.
Then it would have to be...
a lot of Detroit games have been very, very, very expensive to get into.
The average price tickets as low as $415.
Wow.
What's the cheapest game?
Probably the Chiefs.
Yeah. You can get in there for $107. You want to go, Limits?
Let's take a flight out.
Is there a golf course nearby, even in the snow, you can play?
I'd love to.
I'm sure someone in Kansas City who's listening will pop and text me and ask about you.
Bob, let's
talk. I'm your caddy, literally, in every possible way here.
I love that. And if this guy can get me onto a course in Naples, my gosh, that would be wonderful. It sounds
it's
like
not
he
just
can.
Any course. He belongs at some very nice golf courses. So,
Bob, what if we drive up to Buffalo on Saturday and have dinner with Nance and Romo and then go to the game on Sunday? And Joe will be so happy at the game.
Yes, Bob. Could we do that?
No, we can't do that.
I might go to Buffalo this weekend. Pony just told me he's going to be there.
He's going to the game?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Why is he doing
this?
Is there a...
I'd have to let him explain on the air. I don't want to speak for him. But that's the inclination I got from him, or the hint I got. He may be in a box.
Wow, congratulations on all his success.
I would go there, visit my parents, go out for chicken wings at Duff's, which is the greatest chicken wings in the free world, and then go to the game, Bob. What do you think of that?
No, I think it's wonderful. Are they expecting snow, or is it a snow-free weekend? Because you never know, and that could pop up at any time, of course.
What a wonderful question that is, Bob. And I'll get that for you momentarily. Coming up next, the big boy Mark Cabali's at 12:30. Top of the hour, let's talk about George Pickens. Let's a Tomlin quote from yesterday about Pickens, a couple of them. And then talk about this guy's future. I wrote about this for the Post-Gazette today, what I think Art the Second needs to do. Sunday in Buffalo, it's supposed to be 21 degrees with a low of 8. 8 degrees, 10-mile-an-hour winds, and a 17% chance of snow. Can you believe this, Bob, if we get a nice snow game that night?
I like snow
under
games.
Under the lights?
Knowing that they're building a stadium right nearby that's going to... I saw the plans of that Buffalo Stadium. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like not having it be all outdoors, but I guess half outdoors is